Hi, my name is Violet.
Hi, my name is Reed. You are listening to Check It In, Check It Out, a radio show for kids all about the library.
The Elgin County Library. We hope you enjoy the show.
Oh, I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out.
Hi, I'm Ellen.
Hi, I'm Christy. We work together at the Elmer Library,
part of the Elgin County Library System, and we have some books here to read to you today.
Also, we're going to discuss the transition from autumn into winter.
We've had a beautiful autumn so far.
We really have.
Very nice and warm. What's your favorite thing to do?
Well, I usually just get everything with my plants all ready for winter. Take out and switch my clothes to get ready for winter, the summer clothes away, things like that. Maybe decorate for Thanksgiving.
I love fall. I love the colors and the leaves.
Yeah, leaves changing.
I love to take my dog for walks in the woods and see the changing colors.
Actually, that's what my book that I'm going to read is about. Taking a walk through the city and the forest and saying goodbye to autumn and embracing winter. So I am going to read a book called Goodbye Autumn, Hello Winter by Kennard Pack. Hello, late autumn afternoon. Hello, leaves. Hello. Now that the wispy winds have come, we fall from the oak tree branches and are swept into the sky. Hello, robins and cardinals. Hello, we're ready to fly far, far south. Hello, horse and sheep. Hello, deer. Hello, soon it will be cold and we'll stay inside our stables. We're eating the last of the leaves and berries. Our fur is becoming thicker for the winter coming. Hello, chrysanthemums and daisies. Hello, even though it's colder, the sunlight warms our leaves and petals. We'll stay a little longer until winter comes. Hello, setting sun. Hello, the evenings are longer and the shadows reach further across the streets. Hello, clouds. Hello, we cover the sky like a downy soft blanket. Hello, North Star. Hello, peeking between clouds, I shine on the darkest nights. Hello, evergreens. Hello, our pine needle branches shiver in the wind while you sleep. Hello, silent night. Shh, I quiet the juniper and maple trees. Hello, frost and icicles. Hello, we decorate the windows and hang from the eaves. Hello, snowflakes. Hello, we fall in a white misty curtain and muffle all the sounds around you. Goodbye, autumn. Hello, winter.
That was a great story, Christy.
Yeah, I thought so too. It really shows the picture of how we transition from autumn into winter.
It does. I have a story for you as well. It's called Hush Up and Hibernate. So it is about a bear, a little bear, and his mom. And this little bear does not want to hibernate.
I don't blame him. I'm not a big winter person, so I don't winter well.
This book was written by Sandra Markle and pictures by Howard McWilliam. Mama Bear lifts her head and looks at the red leaves dancing in the wind. I see winter coming, she tells her cub. It's time to hibernate. But Mama, Baby Bear says, I'm hungry. Mama Bear grunts. I guess we can eat a little longer before we sleep away the winter. Side by side, they munch choke cherries until a flock of geese flies past. Mama Bear slowly lifts her big head and listens to their honking. I hear winter coming, she tells her cub. It's time to hibernate. But Mama, Baby Bear says, I'm thirsty. So Mama Bear leads her cub through the woods and down to the lake. When a fish swims past, Baby Bear tries to catch it, but misses. "I think that fish is in a hurry to hibernate," he says. Mama Bear snorts. "Fish don't hibernate. Neither do the voles, the owls, or the rabbits." "No fair," Baby Bear says. "Why can't I stay up all winter?" Mama Bear sighs. "Because when winter comes, there won't be any chokecherries for you to eat. No grubs or bugs, no fish either, because the lake freezes over." Baby Bear stamps his feet. "I don't care. I'll find food somewhere," Mama Bear says. "There's another reason winter's not for baby bears. Hungry wolves don't hibernate. They hunt all winter long. So do mountain lions. They might catch you without me to keep you safe." "You won't be with me?" Baby Bear's jaw drops. "Where will you be?" "I'll be hibernating," Mama Bear says as she plods off. Baby Bear stays, but only for a minute, because looking around, he sees the woods is full of shadows. Could wolves be hiding there, or mountain lions? Baby Bear runs as fast as he can to catch up with Mama. When they reach their den under the big old tree, they crawl in and curl up. But Baby Bear wiggles. Mama Bear puffs. "What's wrong now?" "I can't hibernate," Baby Bear says. "This bed is too hard." So the bears crawl out of their den. Mama Bear paws more leaves inside until the snowflakes fill the air. "Winter's here," she tells her cub. "It really is time to hibernate." "But, Mama," Baby Bear says, "I can't hibernate yet. I have to say goodbye to the fish, the moose, the owls, the rabbits, and the voles. I'll go fast and hurry back." Baby Bear trots off. Mama Bear charges to catch up, roars, "Enough!" Then she nudges her cub back into their den and nose to nose with him says, "Now hush up and hibernate till spring." With the winter wind howling outside, Mama Bear and Baby Bear curl up side by side and hibernate. "Mama Bear," Baby Bear whispers in her ear, "can you hear me?" Mama Bear snuffles. "What is it, dear? Is it spring yet?" The end.
Чиня фрела мед сока бешрет, дод эс водет эс, дод мэйн водет мэйн. Чиня вела зих фрела, дай зи тямак лих федрео, ин ван фуда зих ништ гэйт фэштет. Вот э ворхет мед сока бешрет. Мамы вайтс ду. Chant, day rain bare were hair, were on blitzed and cracked, was the sun in and out, were on flayed a fair, verschwamme a meer, what died ye do a hinya de dear? Chinya frewa met soca bestreet, dod as wordet es, dod mind wordet mine, chinya verwa. Frewe, dass ich jammerlich vertrauen, wann Fuda sich nicht gut versteht. Wort der Wahrheit mit Zucker bestreht.
Woran hat Onkel Martin keine hohen Kopf, lange Haar ohne Chen, schwarze Haar ohne Bein, bekämpft von der Itschak, ne Itschak gestüt. En vorm rede dig nu bare salut.
Tjenja frøve med sokka bestret. Dod es vodet es, dod mein vodet mein. Tjenja vøve sich frøve, dig sich jammerlig bedreuen, van fura sich nicht gut verstet. Vod de vorhed med sokka bestret.
Woran es Lieschen, Mädchen, knallst es in Jung, sei mi Papa, du kannst, sei mi Bruder, so post. Mama sieht mein kleiner Bruder, kämpft der hier dir, sei mi Wutjam, dei Ubromke her.
Tjenja Frauen, der Zucker bestreit, dort es både tess en dag mein både mein Kjenn jeg bæve sig fræve dig sig tommer glit for dræven Wann fura sig nicht gøyt forstæt Wort der Wahrheit med sakka bestræt Kjenn jeg fræve med sakka bestræt Dår es både tess en dag mein både mein Kjenn jeg bæve sig fræve Ich hab mal Glück vertrauen, wann wo das ich nicht gleich versteht, wo der Wahrheit mit Zucker bestreut.
Well, Ellen, that was a really cute story. I really liked that he didn't want to hibernate because I wouldn't want to hibernate either.
I don't know. Something about hibernating sounds lovely. I guess I do hibernate my own way. I'd like to leave the house less.
Yeah, that's actually really true. you don't want to go out into the cold and gear up and bundle up like the kids at school.
I know, right? I wonder if you kids out there could hibernate like a bear. Let's see. I'm going to ask you some questions. Could you go without eating anything for about 100 days?
I think my body could handle it, but...
You might get hungry.
Yeah, I might get a little hungry.
Could you go without drinking anything for about 100 days?
I know I couldn't.
No, I don't think humans would survive. No. Could you skip going to the bathroom for 100 days? Because a bear does.
Wow, that's fascinating.
I know, right?
That's a deep sleep.
They do. They do go into what's called a deep sleep. And body temperature drops and their breathing slows down. And then when they wake up, it's spring again.
Do they know when to wake up? Like, does their body tell them?
That's a good question, Christy. I assume they do. I assume their system just knows when it's time to wake up. But that's a good question for all the kids out there to do some research of their own. Maybe they can find out that answer. Well, I think that's all we have for now. It's almost time for us to get ready for winter.
Yep, put up the Christmas lights.
Almost time for Christmas. Get out our mittens and our hats and our winter boots.
And you kids, you stay bundled up and enjoy your winter.
Thanks everyone for listening and have a great day.
You have been listening to Check It In, Check It Out.
This show wouldn't be possible without the Talbot County Public Library
and the Mennonite Community Services of Elmer, Ontario.
We'd also like to thank all the folks at Radio 3.
Gendach, and welcome to Check It In, Check It Out, and radio program for Kenya by the Elgin County Library. Ak hoop jahan dit program geglecht. Ak san Mary Ham, and ak shof by the Elmer Library. We haunt in a library in Straffordville, Springfield, and Port Burwell, and ye can crack die wat ye vaan forn, de zant ola nu oop. De oop ne stun zant on the library dern te zoin. Ye can a foon, nen dot foonama as, fief eint neang, zaas droi eint, Eint fire zas null extension eint null ning van jut noch mehr information fehlt. Bitte kump nan and zeit wat vi han in unser libraries tum junt and une familia mat halten.
Out the door we danced and sang, the whole library rang. Oh, I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. I'm going down to the library.